There is something that can remain constant throughout your life. Source, life, they both birth it. And the essence of it can live on through cycles of completion. Or maybe simply by being. If a person were to ask me right now, in the space that I'm in the state that I'm in the frequency that I'm in, what do you wish to master? My answer would be to pivot, pivotar. I feel like a determining factor of longevity, continuity, is to be able to react in a way that can shift a moment for you. Now, what I mean by that is, as a self-taught artist, artist block, getting stuck, looking at a project for too long, you're not really taught ways. Well, I wasn't taught ways of how to get out of that. And I feel like that could apply to a lot of things within my life. But for the essence of me explaining all of this, the process in which I create, it has to stay on a constant flow. There needs to be consistency, alignment. When you get stuck, or you hit a wall, or you're at an obstacle that you may not know how to overcome, all of that energy gets bottled up, and then emotions start to arise. Fear, angst, resentment, regret, guilt, shame, embarrassment. Because you start to go through different levels and emotions while you're there. Is different from being still and having no direction or not knowing what to do next. And for me, pivoting is a reaction to another constant in life. And that constant is really more a catalyst. That catalyst being curiosity. So, curiosity is a noun. And the definition of curiosity is a state in which you have a strong desire to know and learn something. As a child or children, babies, they come into this life and they use their senses to explore the world that they're in. As my five-month-old cousin touches my face to just maybe feel texture or recognize who I am, it's her way of learning to be in this world. In a way, she's teaching herself. And so, as you get older, there becomes a lack of curiosity because responsibilities and priorities and government and environment and genetics and so many factors come into play. And that constant that can be there your entire life can fade away, can disconnect from you completely, entirely. And the further away it goes, the less you are able and willing to pivot your mind and your body. In life, in anything we do, there is more than one. There's more than one. While we may be an individual, there are a multitude of individuals that make up a collective. So with that being said, there is more than one way of how to do something, how to think, how to move through life. And getting lost in a certain expectation, outcome, the resistance to swivel will leave you in that same place, in that same state, in that same energy. And where we should move through life completing cycles, we just repeat them. It shouldn't be hard to surrender and accept that this isn't working. Let me try something new. But also within doing that, you have to do it for a while to even know or consider the fact that it doesn't work for you. And then what do? You move on again. You pivot. You swivel until you reach a certain destination that you are comfortable with being in, where a sense of fight, flight, or freeze doesn't even kick in, because you're receptive and you're accepting all that life is giving you. See, I wrote something that I like to read. Let me see if I can find it. And maybe this will all tie it in together. Intention, exposure, faith, harmony, flowers, invisible colors, tangible frequency, life's currency is a flow of synchronicities, series of events, clear senses of knowledge that develop internally and externally, creating motions of curiosity, adventure, and belief. A belief that has guided me to me, here, present, information that has been pre-sent, a gift that's hard to see if we don't take moments to be, to breathe. These energetic clues have been present. It started off as I journaled, as I taught myself how to write, not in a school structural system, but in a way that works for me. Having a learning disability or being so self-conscious about my spelling, my grammar, even speaking, my idea, my thoughts, clarity would have never found me. And it's all due to the fact that I got rid of what I was taught. I unlearned what I didn't honestly really learn. Writing and journaling was for me, not for anybody else to see or judge. It's funny because even as I began to journal, I used to apologize for not spelling shit right. And then I'm like, why am I apologizing? Who am I apologizing to? So I just did what felt natural for me. And through that, I began to see how letters formed letters, informing emotions, intention, intelligence, invention. And this visual message started unveiling lessons. Time suspended, my memories extended. And through all these spatial moments, honestly, I used to be silenced. Life silenced me. I felt like I was a mute. And the thoughts and the events that took place in my life were just on repeat. There was no release. But as I accepted that I need to grow, that I wish to grow, that I wish to become more, something shifted. I remember one day as I opened my front door and I looked at the sky and the water, which I've lived in that same space for 20 plus years. It's like I got to experience seeing the sky and the water for the first time. You don't even remember what that is, what that's like. because it just happens for you as a child. And to be honest, not everybody has that luxury to see. And so in that moment, or well, that next moment after, I took out my phone and letters became words, and words formed a poem. So I wrote, "I show you what you look like because you can't see for yourself. You may not know you're indivisible and boundless. This world couldn't box you in, so it gave you a limit. Day and night, I remember what you are. You've been asking all of the wrong questions. It's not who am I, it's what am I." And so a month later, it happened again. I took out my phone and letters became words, and words formed a poem. So I wrote, "Nature, every rising, when I leave my home, I get to experience the sky and the water touching. The ripples in the water distorting the reflection of the sky, while the sky sees the water and itself, both moving at their own pace in different directions, each creating a different motion and frequency while being in the same space simultaneously. My observations, my curiosity, teaching myself, nurturing myself. There's an understanding, a comprehension of how words can transcend across time. And you just never know how it's received or perceived." And I love that my curiosity felt that it was transmuting words into a frequency, and that frequency of writing, written language, is different than also speaking. Using my voice, utilizing my voice, the vibration. And so, as I think deeper into that, I got lost in a trance of, well, okay, how do I use letters, sound, consciousness, nature to open up a new dialogue? A dialogue of not just deep thinking and trying to resolve certain worldly problems, but open a dialogue to an evolution of that constant that should remain throughout your life. The evolution of a soul. And as I got deeper and deeper into creating I really want to say creating a curriculum, because I feel like as I began to talk, I'm educating, I'm teaching. This is it's not really a class, but a destination where, what if we can grow the collective consciousness? What if my words transcending across time, across moments, they become a turning point for all of us? When you think about what time really is, time is a noun, and the definition is the indefinite continued progress of existence and events in the past, present, and future regarded as a whole. Time is a verb. Plan, schedule, or arrange when something should happen or be done. Now, I like to say spatial moments instead of time, but for the sake of right now, past, present, and future, to me, is happening all at once. In the same way the sky and the water is happening in different directions of different matters, but I experience it, you experience it, animals, trees, all one, the source of living. We are in a ball of energy. Energy can go from A to Z to S to E, F, 1, 5, dollar sign, yen, euro. With that concept or theory in mind, I believe that I've always been my own angel. My writing, my journaling, as I began to heal and grow and pivot, I began with my younger self and that inner child, and trying to heal and nurture all that this world, this deceptive and inhumane world, tried to turn me into. Try to disconnect me from my soul, what I came into this life with, the energy that I am. And then as I continued, I realized I can also speak to my future. Or maybe I can listen to my future. Our intuition is powerful. Our natural frequency is all that we should be. We're not supposed to find purpose. We are purpose. If our soul remained the same, if we learned how to evolve, maybe not even just as a soul, but as a human being living in this reality, distorted reality. And so I did. I wrote, I listened, I spoke. I wrote, I listened, I spoke. I wrote, I spoke, I listened. I spoke, I listened, I spoke, I listened, I spoke, I spoke, I spoke, I wrote. And the more I did it, clarity found me. Life happened for me. My gifts developed internally and externally. I know this is a lot, you know, because there's truth into what I'm saying. You may not have to agree, but maybe we should go back to the basics and just learn to listen, because before we're able to talk, we had to listen to understand, to learn, to grow. It's not funny, but our written language, our spoken language is literally a dialogue of the deaf. And what that means is we are so unresponsive to what another person is saying because our belief doesn't change. Because we believe that we are right. I don't believe that I'm right. I believe that I'm a channel. I believe that all that I speak about is an extension of Source. I'm an extension of Source. Soul is an extension of Source. All that I'm saying, one person in this world other than me, because we are interconnected energetically, spiritually, genetically, have thought this. There's evidence, books, and podcasts, and scholars, and YouTube videos. And yeah, you don't believe everything that's put out there, but at least question it. At least have conversations about it, you know? At least take the time to fully allow it to comprehend. I talked about having a learning disability, central auditory processing. Sometimes when people speak to me or give me advice, it does not sink in right away. I need moments to fully understand. That's why I define words. I want to know the true definition so I can fully understand and then put it in my own way. We don't even do that. We don't even try. We don't even put the effort in. Life has become this instant gratification. Not the fact that we can live long lives. We have time. And I know the injustices of the world, I don't even really want to get into politics and race and all of that, but sometimes, yes, we don't believe that we're going to make it past a certain age, or we're going to beat diseases and life used to be full of color, imagination, possibilities. It dies as we get older. I don't want to die knowing that I can inspire, I can provoke change. A shift. I want to bring that curiosity back. I want intelligence to grow. Not just be knowledgeable about a whole bunch of things that may never matter. Start a new tradition of learning, speaking, communicating. That is so huge for me. And so I'll leave off saying, and I would need to find it because it's something super specific. Alma, source. Te escucho. No lo entienda antes, pero yo así. I'm sorry. I don't even know if I said that right. Alma, source. Te escucho. No lo entiende antes, pero yo ahora sí. Sigue creciendo para mí, fluyendo para mí. Verás, creo. Sé que eres yo. Con amor. Alors.